This is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Friday Ag Weather Impacts. Well, every week since April, you or someone in your family has had the chore of mowing the lawn. And now that football and soccer seasons are upon us, we're seeing some pretty wide expanses of turf grass. Most likely that grass had its start on a sod farm where it began as grass seed. Yesterday, I spoke with Peter Anderson of A&J Farms near Othello. Their Kentucky bluegrass blend covers over 200 acres. But they do have a mower that's 32 feet wide. I asked Peter what the growing conditions were like this summer for their sod.
The heat in July and August, it's kind of a headache to work with. But other than that, the grass has been growing great. The weather's been pretty cooperative.
And just like us, when it's hot, they really have to keep the grass hydrated.
It's 100 degrees outside. We keep it pretty wet. We'll put about a quarter of an inch on a day.
Peter says it takes about 9 months to a year to establish the sod from seed. Best temperatures to lay sod to a new lawn is anytime it's less than 90 degrees during the growing season. The cooler temperatures of September and October are usually ideal, but soil preparation is also important.
Drag a pallet across your yard, knock down all the mounds, pop up any of the big rocks, and then rake it out and water it down and go ahead and lay your sod.
My thanks to Peter Anderson of A&J Farms for detailing the weather impacts on sod farming. This is Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag Weather Impacts.